الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the chapter or topic of discussion related to those women with whom nikah is impermissible. In yesterday's lesson, on the previous page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listed for us a number of women with whom, regarding whom nikah is impermissible. Some permanently and some temporarily. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now continues with that discussion. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَّا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Remember, a married woman, to marry a married woman, this is impermissible. One is prohibited from even thinking about something like this. Wal muhsanatu minan nisa. Allah protect us. Many a times a person, he's actually interested, he's quite interested in even marrying a married woman. And sometimes he intends to cause a problem in her particular marriage with her husband so that later on she and her husband may separate from her so he can marry her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from doing things like this. Wal muhsanatu minan nisa. A married woman, it is impermissible to marry her. Illa ma malakat aymanukum. Unless she comes to you through milkul yameen. What is through milkul yameen? Through slavery. For example, supposedly a war broke out in al-Khilafatul Islamiyah now. There is the Islamic government and slavery is taking place, and a person now took captive of some particular woman in that jihad after the Muslims got victory. Then this woman came to his nikah through now milkul yameen, through slavery. Then there are conditions before he marries her, and these conditions are put down in the books of fiqh. A person, if these conditions are found, then he may marry her. Kitab Allahi alaykum. This is something that is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين. Other than these women that were specified in the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, any other foreign woman a person may marry, provided that you marry or take her or acquire her in your marriage through your wealth in a way that you are chaste, that is, you are looking to marry her. You are looking to marry her and not to make zina with her. If you are making zina, then this is totally incorrect, this is impermissible, and she is not in your marriage. She'll be unlawful for you. So, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكُمْ أَن تَبْتَغُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ مُحْصِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ. Now that you married her, after you married her, you enjoyed her in that marriage, what do you do? فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. Perhaps you didn't give the mahar before the nikah and agreed to pay her. Now you would have to pay her full dowry. And this is something that is stipulated as fard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to give this dowry to her. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا تَرَضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. But let's suppose after you married her, you came to an agreement, you negotiated the mahar, and perhaps she's happy to accept a ziyada. You want to give her a little more mahar, you may give her that, or you want to give her a little less mahar than what was stipulated. And now you earned her consent in that regard too. She is happy with that. Then no problem. Allah made things easy. If she's happy to take less, then it's okay if she's happy with it because it's her right. So Allah says, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا تَرَضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Now there is no sin upon you. You are not blameworthy to give her anything that she and you are both consented and happy with after the mahar was already stipulated. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable. Allah knows what laws Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained upon us. حَكِيمًا. Allah is wise. Allah is wise. This means Allah is wise in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains upon us, the ummah.